Someone once said in an email to me, an empty tomb is followed by empty pews. We had many people last week. Now we have raised our standards, and only the best are here. There was one young man who was married, and his wife died when they were very young, and always longed for that romantic love. And he became a millionaire or a billionaire, 70 years old, and a much younger woman fell in love with him. And he said to his friend, "Do you think she'll marry me if I tell her I'm 60 or tell her I'm 70? And his friend said, "Tell her you're 90. Love and romantic love is sometimes so much in the forefront that we forget all the other types of love that we have. The Greeks had several names for love. Agape, which is divine love. Eros, which is marital love. Philia, which is friendship love, like Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. So they had various names for love. And we sometimes forget that both marriages and friendships grow with those very different types of love. Think of it if you said today, "I went to church because I love all of you." Well, it might be kind of funny if you go around saying, "You know what, I love you, I love you, I love you." People might, you know, call 911 after a while. But it can be true, and it is true, that every time you do a good deed, you can do it because you love someone. I tell children, "Do you love your parents? Do your homework." And they go, "Oh my God." "Do you love your parents? Listen to them when they tell you to go to sleep." Even worse, "Do you love your parents? Listen to them when they ask you to do something that is very hard." And so in our own lives, love grows by those very small decisions. A woman was dating someone and he says, "You know what, I love you, I think I may marry you. What can I do to gain your love?" She goes, "Paint my house. Paint my house. Clean your room. Go to work on time. Ask me how I'm feeling. See if you can help me. Help me start my car." All these little things are sometimes forgotten as acts of love, of friendship, of kindness. There was once a time when Mother Teresa helped a lot of poor people. And there was one poor woman who received some grain and food, and she brought it to her neighbor. And Mother Teresa said, "I was not impressed that she helped her, but I was impressed that she knew that she needed help." In other words, when we are attentive to one another, and we are thinking about one another, this attentiveness is a sign that I love you, that I care about you. Now, once again, we don't have to say it. We just have to do it. And in the quest for romantic love, our society sometimes forgets these little acts of kindness that tell someone over the course of years, "I cared enough about you, Mom, to do my homework. I cared enough you, my friend, to call you to see if you needed help. I cared enough about you just to call you up and said, let's have a cup of coffee." These signs of love make everything else possible. So there was once an old show, Mary Tyler Moore show, you remember, and one of the lines of the song, "Love is all around me." And it is. There are 1,000 ways you can express love to your family and to strangers and to friends, and this makes love grow in your heart. Do not think romantic love is the only kind of love that keeps the human heart warm. Sometimes simply a good handshake is a sign that I care for you. Христос воскрес!